The agreement that was reached to raise the nation's debt ceiling also included automatic budget cuts if the supercommittee failed. Called sequestration, it means more than $500 billion will get cut from most domestic programs, such as education and healthcare. The other $500 billion is set to get lopped from defense, which Republicans, like Kentucky's Hal Rogers, say they want to change.
I think we need to see first if we can redirect that sequester so that it makes minimal damage to readiness of the military. I think that's the first step. And then we'll see what happens after that.
As for the specific dollar amount that Rogers could accept being cut from the Pentagon?
I'm not there yet.
The budget cuts aren't scheduled to kick in for more than a year, so Congress still has time to reach a bipartisan compromise that supersedes the current agreement. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington, D.C. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington, D.C.